Well, welcome. Good morning. This is Rich Cotter from Spanish Fork, Utah. We want to welcome you again to the VNE Health Conference call. This call is held each weekday morning at the same time, and there's a different host and topic for each day of the week. On Thursdays, we focus on how to build your VNE business. And we encourage you to plug into the call for your daily dose of ongoing training so you can learn and get better, and be sure to invite your team members and prospects on the calls. The calls are generally recorded for those who miss them or want to review them again later. One of the things we encourage everyone to do is to define your purpose in building your VNE business. Rhonda and I have a passion to help as many people as possible with VNE, and we love getting paid in goosebumps each time someone feels new hope through natural healing. And whether your purpose is to help others or to increase your income or both, we believe you're in the right place at the right time. If you haven't done so already, we encourage you to review the Getting Started section at VNEHealthTraining.com, where there's a simple system for building your VNE business called Run the Bases. We have recently added a new document there called Tips for New Distributors. Last week, we had a remarkable conversation with Paige Wolf, who shared with us how she builds her VNE business by helping people. And Paige suggested that our guest for today, David Peek, who has been a great help to her and to her team. And so I'm very pleased to welcome David Peek from Charleston, South Carolina, as a guest on today's call. David and I have had several conversations, and I'm excited for him to share with us today. So, David, if you need to unmute your line, and would you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Can you hear me okay? Have I unmuted?
I hear you great. You're great.
Oh, good. Well, I just want to thank everybody for taking the time to be here today, because we all have busy schedules, and it's a good commitment, I think, that everyone makes to grow a little bit and learn a little bit. And that's an awful lot about what this world's about and what this business is about as well. So let me give you a little background of why you should even be taught listening to me. And my background did not start in network marketing. I was a very traditionally educated man, and I got out of the college in the mid-60s and went into the United States Navy. Because there weren't a lot of choices at the time. It was getting the Army, and I didn't want to go crawling in the bushes in Vietnam, so I decided I'd rather float around on a ship. So I went into the Navy and did that for a number of years until I was in a bad car accident and ended up in the hospital for a couple of years with a broken femur, and consequently the cause of my displeasure with my body over the years. Anyway, not focusing on that, I eventually recovered and got back out into the world of sales. I had been a Fuller Brush man at age 16 and hated it, and because I didn't like calling on people and getting rejected. I don't know if that rings true for anybody else in terms of rejection. And so I got out of that, and the Navy, I went into the business world as a stockbroker. And they said, make 75, 85 cold calls a day. And I got to the point where I couldn't handle the rejection from that. It was, and some of the, well, I don't want to go into that business. That's a different kind of business that I couldn't handle. My integrity had a hard time with it. But anyway, eventually I went back to graduate school. I got my MBA and became an accountant and a CPA. So I didn't really have to talk to anybody. I just had to be good with numbers. So that brings me up to a period in my life when I went through a bit of a transformation and decided what I really wanted to be doing was helping people and helping people grow. And so I got involved in the personal growth world and started doing training and development for companies with people. And I somehow was introduced to a product at one point called Super Blue Green Algae that got me started in the network marketing world. Well, you can imagine talking to people about super green, blue green algae. I'd put myself in that position where I was selling something that was difficult for people to grasp at first. But anyway, I loved the network marketing world, and I've been pursuing it ever since. And I truly feel that my evolution, which has taken a number of different turns, and some successful, not some less successful, has led me to Avini. And I got to Avini thanks to Paige. Because Paige actually, I had introduced her to a couple of things that we were working on together, and she told me that Dave Johnson called her and said, hey, I have a tape you ought to listen to by Gary Samuelson recommending this company. And you don't even have to show me. I'm already in. So she called me and told me the same thing. And I said, well, I'm in because we were both dealing with a great product that Gary had done with another company earlier. But when I saw Avini and the way it was constructed and the way the products worked, I said, boy, this is really even more foundational and more important to get out. So that brings me to where I am now and loving sharing Avini with people and coaching people, because what I've done is I've struggled through the things of network marketing. I'm just going to read off a couple of things that if you're thinking about different concepts that we've grasped in the network marketing world, I think these things sort of have become like mantras in the network marketing that have led us, I think, to some misconceptions. And let me list a couple of them. How many of you heard the concept of, well, you just have to find the right people? Or this other one, people don't duplicate, systems do. Or here's a third one a lot of people hear. Duplication is the key to building a large organization. Okay, now I want you to think that perhaps those things have been repeated over and over and over again, where everybody who gets into the network marketing world has decided, well, that's the way it is. So we just have to take some things at face value. Like I've heard people talk about, well, if you get 2 or 3 out of 10 to look at your video or look at a product, look at something, you're doing really well. If you bat 300 in baseball, you're doing great. And I kept thinking, that doesn't make sense to me. Plus, you're putting up with a lot of rejection, and rejection tends to discourage people. And then if you get too discouraged, you quit. And I think that explains the answer why so few people really, on a percentage basis, are big hitters or get the goals that they wanted to accomplish in network marketing. So fortunately, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was introduced to a fellow who just resonated with me. And he taught me some stuff, and he's available for anybody to learn from. And he taught me some stuff that he thought, maybe those three mantras aren't really anything but misconceptions, and maybe we have to look at them in a different way. So I'm hoping I can ask you, if you have those beliefs in you for right now, if you could just suspend them for just the length of this call, and you can grab them back to you if they work for you. But if not, you might want to take a look at some other possibilities. So I just want to ask you all a question. Would you be willing to, just for 30 minutes, suspend your belief in some of those, what I'm going to call mantras, that have been circulating throughout the network marketing world? I'm hearing resounding yeses all over the place. Thank God you're all muted.
Absolutely.
So that's great. So anyway, that gives you a little bit of background, Rich. And if you want me to just keep rolling, I'll keep rolling. Or if you have something you wanted to jump in here and say to me or ask me, go ahead.
Well, absolutely. We want to hear some more about this. But let me ask you this question. What would you define as why you chose to be involved with a purpose with Avini? What is your purpose? What is it you're trying to accomplish?
Well, my focus is on helping people, my focus is mainly helping people. I'm not as money motivated as some, and I've taken care. I mean, I'm 78 years old, so my finances are in pretty decent shape at this point in my life. But I can't help but help people. And I like to help them in at least specifically two ways. One, with their health, and two, with their growth. Because I have a belief that everybody needs and deserves to be joyful and happy and productive. And network marketing is the way, I think, to really help people, because health is one of the reasons that people aren't so joyful these days. And I think the concept of getting the toxins and getting the bad stuff out of our body is so critical at a physical level, because I believe it's also not only critical at the physical level, it's critical at the mental level or at the mind level and everything else. And I'm a big fan of, and have been for years, of certain gurus like Jack Canfield and Napoleon Hill. And they all focus on, let's get rid of the limiting beliefs we have. So I think this dovetails very well. Avini dovetails with it, gets the stuff out of our body, and I help them, like to help people get stuff out of their mind as well. So that's what, that's my focus.
What do you see as the future of Avini Health as a company?
I think it's unlimited. I think it's unlimited. It seems to me, from all the different companies I've been involved with, it has a level of integrity that I haven't seen. It has the level of cooperation with everyone is on the same, seems to be on the same page. I had a call just the other day with Chip Littlejohn, a Zoom call with Chip Littlejohn and two friends of mine, both of whom are struggling with a challenge that, that affects the myelin sheath. And Chip was so generous with his time to have a chat with them. And it's just such a warm feeling about everybody working together that I love. And I think the future is unlimited.
That's awesome. Thank you. Well, tell us a little bit about how we overcome these limiting beliefs, the mantras that you talked about. Tell us more.
Well, okay. First of all, I want to let you know that a lot of the information I'm going to be presenting, I'm going to recommend the book to you. It's a very cheap book. I don't know what it is. I got it on Kindle for, I think, 49 cents or maybe a dollar. And it's a book by a fellow named Tom Big Al Schreider that many of you may know of or have heard of, but it's a specific book. It says, and the title of the book is How to Get Instant Trust, Belief, Influence, and Rapport. 13 ways to create open minds by talking to the subconscious mind. Now, if that sounds heavy to you, it isn't. It's a fun, fun book to read. And a lot of the work that I've done working on how do you have conversations with people where you're actually talking to their subconscious mind is the part that's going to make all the decisions that people have in their life. And just to put that in perspective, there's another book called The Ant and the Elephant. And just for a second, think about the size of an ant and the size of an elephant. And that's about the ratio of the difference between the size of your conscious mind and also your unconscious mind. Your unconscious mind is about the size of an elephant, and your conscious mind is about the size of an ant. So if you're an ant riding on the back of an elephant and you want to go north, but the elephant wants to go south, bad news is you're going south. You're going with the elephant. And that's what's happening inside each and every one of us on a daily basis. Our subconscious mind is making all of our decisions for us. So, and that's the why we take action. So I'm going to focus on that just a little bit. But I want to just focus, just to start, because, you know, this subject matter, it's taken me years to really, not even the whole, it was the first, there was a 90-day program I was involved in. Take a long time to get to the point where I'm comfortable with what I'm doing. But, and so it's not going to happen on this call either, but it might at least wet your whistle a little bit for more information. I think the one thing that, let's attack this one, is the very first misconception is you just have to find the right people. And I'm going to think that if you look at the three things that you want to do in network marketing, first of all, you want to get more people to look at your product or business in less time. That would be a good goal to have. You want getting people who agree to look at the business and actually look at it to then show up for the follow-up appointment. I don't know how many of you have ever had issues with that, but you sent them a video and then you call them, oh, I haven't had a chance to look at it. Well, how about if you had a way and a vehicle in which you could do that? And finally, helping more people who once they joined the business to actually share the product with her and start to build their own business the way they wanted to when they were getting involved at the business level. And I want to focus this on one particular thing, and it's like any other business, if you will. It takes skills. It's a skill-based business. And one of the primary skills is learning how to talk to people's subconscious mind, because people are everywhere. And let me just ask a question of you. Let's just imagine for a second. And I think most everybody on the planet is what I'm going to call pre-sold. So if I were to ask everyone on this group, how many of you would like some more money? I think I see everybody raising their hands. Yeah, I do. And how many of you would like, how many of you would like better health? Yeah. A few people aren't raising your hand. I just want to ask, for those of you who haven't raised your hand yet, does it matter, does it matter whatever question I ask, you're just not going to raise your hand? Is that the problem? A lot of people stand there and they don't want to participate. I encourage you to participate, though. So, anyway, so I think probably everybody wants better health and everybody wants more money. So, here's what we have. We have products that help people with their health, for better health. I mean, just getting toxins out of your body is huge. Gary Samuelson said it. That's the first starting point for everything. Let's get the bad stuff out so everybody can benefit from what we have. So we have people who are pre-sold, and then we talk to them or we do something with them, and then they say no. That's an interesting scenario. Everybody wants what we have. We talk to them, and they say no. So maybe it has something to do with what we say to them or how we say to them what we say to them and what triggers in them that makes them say no instead of yes. And that's what I want to look at. So would everybody like to know why they say no?
Absolutely.
Oh, good, Rich. Thanks. You're the only one who's unmuted. You're the only one who's unmuted, right?
Right.
Okay. All righty, great. All right. Well, here's the reason they all say no. Well, not they all. They don't all say no. Some say yes. And I hope we're hoping to build that percentage up from the traditional concept of 20 or 30%. Let's build that up to, say, 80%, because you're not going to get everybody. But let's say if we build it up to 80%, just how many more people will actually be taking a look at your business ups your ante on the number side of things. That makes sense, I'm sure. Okay, so each one of us in our own minds have two filters, and they're important filters. One is if someone starts to present us with something or talk to us about something, they wonder, is it going to kill me? Because we all have this wonderful defensive, we don't want to die. But the second thing that we have, and it's even truer now than ever before, is we have what's called a sales filter. And it's called, is this person trying to sell me something? And as soon as the subconscious mind is relating what you're doing or saying to a, quote, salesman, you have a tough time breaking through that again. But what you want to be doing is breaking through to their curiosity, not to their sales filter. So how can we actually bypass that so-called sales filter so they're on board and actually asking for a presentation? Because I have three rules of recruiting. And one is the suspects, and I call them suspects, not prospects yet. Suspects don't want to listen to a presentation that they haven't asked for. Just ask yourself, when someone calls you on the phone, and all of a sudden you say hello, and they start saying, well, my name is so-and-so, you've never heard this voice, how long does it take you to say in your mind, cold call, bye, thank you, no. How long does it take you to hang up on somebody that you perceived as a cold call?
I'm very fast. I say thanks, pushing off your lips, goodbye.
Good. I bet most of you are like that. Well, I have a feeling, although we're not doing that necessarily, you may not be doing that, and hopefully you're calling people that you know, but even people that you know all of a sudden get the feeling that you're trying to sell them something. And they won't even bother to wait to see if it's good for them or not. So if that's true for anybody else, maybe this will make sense. So The reason is we're raising this sales filter. And just to make sure you're understanding that it's the subconscious making that decision, let me propose a scenario to you that you're driving in your car, you and your wife or your other your love interest or whatever words you're supposed to use these days for what a mate is. I get confused. And that is, you're driving and you're hungry and you pull off on an exit ramp. And you come down to the bottom of the exit ramp, and on the left side, you see this restaurant where it's not too low lighted, not too many cars in the parking lot, and whatnot. And in on the right-hand side of the exit ramp, there's this all well-lighted restaurant. There are lots of cars in the parking lot, and the place is crowded with people. They look like they're having fun. Which place are you going to go to because you're going to get food now? More than likely, you're going to go to the well-lighted place, right, Rich?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, when you ask people why they went to the well-lighted place, they'll say, well, the food's better, the service is good, and this. But they don't know any of that. They've made the decision to go to that place already. Not because of anything that's true about what might happen in the place that they get to. It's the same thing is true. Rich asked me when we were preparing for this call, he said, well, David, when did you make a decision to try the Cell Defender product? I said, as soon as Paige told me that Gary Samuelson recommended it, I was on board. I didn't need to know about the products. I didn't need to know the content. I didn't need to know anything about how wonderful everything was with the company. I didn't know how wonderful the scientists were. I didn't need to know anything. I just needed to know that Gary Samuelson recommended it. Because in my history, Gary Samuelson makes good decisions. So I made that decision before I knew anything. And my hunch is, at some point, you made the decision to get involved with Athene before you knew absolutely everything there was about the white papers and everything else about the products and everything about how the zeolite comes from a volcano. And I mean, it's nice knowing that stuff in hindsight. I'm glad I know how it works, but that's not what made me want to do it. My curiosity was ramped up when I first heard about Gary Samuelson saying that this stuff worked and his wife tried it and she had a good result with it. And I said, wow, I'm on board. I'll give it a try. So anyway, I have a feeling that's true. And if you look in your life, that's also true for you. I mean, I could say a couple of things right now. Maybe, Rich, you'll play with me. If I said that, well, you can complete this. Winston tastes good.
I've heard this a million times in my life, but I can't finish it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. How about this one, Rich? Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. I'm going to get somebody else. I'm not taking you on the road. I'll tell you, Rich, you're not going on my road show with this.
Oh, what a relief.
There you go. Thank you for somebody jumping. Oh, what a relief it is. Anybody can answer this question. Unmute yourself, because Rich is a little slow on some of these. I don't know.
I am.
Let's add it to the humor anyway, if nothing else. So anyway, let's do this one. M&M melts in your mouth.
Not in your hands.
There you go. Now, you know, those ads haven't been on TV for an awful long time, but we all remember them, because that's stuck in our subconscious mind, and that's where all this stuff is. So what happens when we come across somebody who's trying to sell us something is we look at it from the standpoint, oh, they're trying to sell me something. And now I'll come up with, well, send me the information. I'd love to take a look at it. But there's no commitment to taking a look at something. They're just saying, look, I've had enough. I want to be polite to you and nice to you, and I'll keep you on the hook for a while, but that's the way I can end this call. So there are all sorts of things about how the subconscious is making that mind, because they're fearful of being sold. So I know I'm rambling on a little bit here, and I apologize, but I try to look at the idea of how can you say something, and one of the things that I do, and I'm going to suggest you can try this out, to raise someone's curiosity. Suppose you said How about if I said to you, Rich, hey, you know, Rich, I just found out what's going through your mind right now, Rich.
What did you find out?
Yeah, you want to know. And I just left you hanging. Try that with some people this week, this next week. Just say, hey, you know, I just found out. Guess what? You've got them hanging. Well, what if you said, I just found out how people can get rid of toxins in their body without having to go through a fancy procedure?
That's great. Yeah.
What's your thought about it?
How do you do that? Yeah.
Do you want to know more about that?
Yes, I would.
So your curiosity was raised, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing, and that's just one phrase, magic words. I just found out. That's a great one. Another way you can create this sense of getting curiosity with the people, I wrote this down. I thought it was pretty simple. Just hold on to the... Well, let me see if I can remember it off the top of my head because I can't find it in my notes that I took, and I apologize. I said, you know, we're a lot more toxic than we live in a much more toxic world than our parents ever did. And toxics seem to be the root of all major symptoms that we have in our health world. Some people have actually found a way to very easily and simply get toxins out of their body so that they just don't get sick. If you'd like more information, let me know.
People
might say, what did you just do? I said, I established rapport because I told them two facts. One, our world is a lot more toxic than it was when our parents were around. Is that a fact that everybody knows?
Yeah.
So if I'm saying that, I'm establishing rapport with you. Because you say, well, he thinks like I do. And the other thing I said was toxins seem to be the cause of many of our illnesses that we're facing now. I think most people know that. I think most people on this call know that. Right? So...
Yeah.
My sense is I've just built some more rapport. So the next thing out of my mouth, you're probably going to believe, too, that some people, now I'm not saying I did, because if I say I'm putting in the first person, I might sound like a salesman, but I'm just making a statement. Some people have found a way to get rid of those heavy toxins in their body in a very easy, simple way so that they just don't get sick anymore. And they say, oh, my God, the next one, well, how do you do that? Hopefully your mind is something like, well, how do you do that? And then what's happening, they're actually asking you for a presentation. So I just want to leave you with that as a possibility. And I highly recommend that you get that book that I mentioned in the very beginning, and I'll repeat the name of it, How to Get Instant Trust, Belief, Influence and Rapport, 13 Ways to Create Open Minds by Talking to the Subconscious Mind. And by Tom Big Al Schreiter. And all I did...
I'm glad it has a short title.
Yeah, that's true. Well, luckily you can listen to this again, hopefully, and you can write it down. But it's on Amazon, and he's great. But you're basically talking to the subconscious mind, which is the root to what's of value to that human being. And everyone values their health. And then they can't wait to hear a presentation about something that might increase their health. So they want to hear that because they can't resist it. That's part of our programming at the subconscious level. So that's why this stuff seems to work. But anyway, there's a lot more I could talk about, but our half hour is up. I see it's right at the bottom of the hour. Just to let you know, Paige and I do a Zoom call on every Monday at 10 o'clock Eastern time, 9 o'clock Central time. You're welcome to join us if you want to. I go over a lot more details on how to implement this concept. So. Hopefully it's been a help to you.
We sure appreciate you piquing our interest. It sounds like you've been a student of this for a long time, and you've kind of touched the tip of the iceberg, but the key you're saying is we need to spark their curiosity in a way that gets us to their subconscious mind instead of being blocked by their sales filter. Get them to the point where they're asking for more information rather than us pushing that. Would that be true?
Yes, it is.
That's a good way to put it.
You did a good job of listening, Rich. You're going to go places in this world. You're a good listener.
Well, I've been scratching notes as fast as I can here. I've got 3 pages on my legal pad here that are jam-packed, and I wish we had another half hour. Maybe we can do that another time, but I want to thank you so much for sharing this wisdom with us and piquing our interest on this and getting our thinking going in this direction so that we can be more effective in developing those skills we talked about. We're going to open it up for a few questions for a few minutes. We do try to keep these calls as close to a half hour as we can, but if somebody has a burning question, please unmute yourself by pressing *6, and we'd love take a few questions. Go.
Hey, question for
Aaron first.
Actually, it's more of a statement to David of talking about limiting your beliefs, self-limiting beliefs. A lot of people, you know, with the coaching that I've done and stuff like that, you kind of ring a bell to me with a lot of people that have self-limiting beliefs on, you know, oh, this person can do it, but oh, I can never do that. You're basically shooting yourself in the foot for thinking that. So I really like that you talked about that. It really resonated with me, so I just wanted to let you know that that was awesome.
Okay, great. Thanks. And, Darren, one thing more to know is I think every one of us has been a network marketer all our life. We just haven't realized it. Because I have a feeling we all came home from school at one point because somebody in our class had shared something with us that we wanted. I know for me it was a pogo stick. Now, I'm dating myself, obviously. But the reason I got a pogo stick is one of my neighbors shared it with me. And then I shared my pogo stick. I'm a friend of mine, and he got a pogo stick. So we've been sharing our whole life with something that's good for us, and we just have to unearth those limitations that have gathered us over the years. Yeah.
Well, even when we recommend a movie to somebody, they go see it, but we don't get paid for it.
Exactly. Same difference. Same thing.
And that's all. I got a question.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. How about we begin the conversation by saying to our first speaker, hey, I'm here to sell you something. Would you give me the time?
Well, I'm
so
okay with that. I think this is Dr. Chan, right? Or David?
David.
Yes. David. We'll get better rapport if we both use David. Okay? So anyway, I think if you're calling someone that you've known or haven't talked to for a long time, you could call them up and say, hey, look, I just want to let you know this is a sales call.
Sure.
Be right up front with them. This is a sales call, and that diffuses the fact. But let me just share with you what I'd like to share with you. If you have an interest, great, and we can catch up after that, after I give you a little ditty. I think that's fine.
Well, my approach to them is that, look, I'm here to see you two purposes. The first is we need to reconnect. Well, I want to know how things are with you and so on and so forth. And when I finish that conversation, I say, okay, now I'd like to be a salesman. You can say no, and I will leave you alone, or you can say yes, then I stay. Usually they say, yeah, tell me about it. So I sit and stay. And then the other thing, you know, yesterday I conclude a $500 sales in 30 minutes because she took my information, she studied it, and she knew that she is full of toxins and she wants something to help her because even her doctor said, you are very toxic and we need to do this procedure and that procedure and that procedure. And she's so young, so she's ready. Open for the message, and I'm thankful for opportunity like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to suggest if what you're doing is working, keep doing it.
And also, David, I was a full-bus salesman. I was an accountant. And then I changed it to be a chiropractor at the end. So the, our process almost the same, just in a different sequence. So nice talking to you. Have a good day.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you, Doctor. So, any other questions?
We want to thank. Want to thank everybody who's participated this morning, and especially Dave Peek. You have been awesome. The recording for this will be found on AviniHealthTraining.com shortly. We encourage everyone to join Darren's testimonial Zoom call today at 7 p.m. Central, Dave Johnson's Zoom call on Saturday morning. And don't forget the Avini Health Launch Summit in Las Vegas on September 30th and October 1st. You can find all the details for those things at AviniHealthTraining.com. And want to wish everybody a great Avini Day.
Thank you for your time. I know you have questions, so please get with the person who shared this information with you and get all of your questions answered. We invite you to join the Avini family to make a difference through natural healing.